Thank you, Chair. It's okay, but it might affect the previous one. Not changing, but okay. My idea is that in K, as it reads, the two key elements of the paragraphs are somehow included or belong to ideas in already expressed in previous paragraphs. So why don't we say, because the first one, the first part is about the political, I mean, temporary measures to support political participation, in which we are already talking about in the Pakistan paragraph. So we could say, at the end of the Pakistani paragraph, recognizing the place they deserve and undertaking steps to address their exclusion from political power, including, where appropriate, temporary measures such as affirmative actions and quota laws, full stop. And then the final sentence of K addresses educational materials on the women, historical, political, etc., which we talk about in G, about the education curricula and the contribution. Somehow is contained. I'm not sure. I'm flexible, but just not to repeat paragraphs unnecessarily, or at least to have some logic in the key ideas we are addressing. So again, my suggestion, we are open to any other possibility, is to, after the previous paragraph from Pakistan, add including where appropriate, including where appropriate, temporary special measures such as affirmative action and quota laws, full stop. And then I think we can delete the whole K, because the educational materials are already covered in the previous one. But again, it's just a suggestion, open to any possibility, but it could help to streamline the text. Thank you.